Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Weekend in January. I can't believe it. Where does the time go? I mean, wow, we're already in the middle of January 2018. This interview is going to be so awesome. It's Richard K. Dawson. But first, this is his song, For the Good. And I think you know the scriptural reference for the rest. Turn your radios up. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
He's working!
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God in the studios with us right now, the one and only Robert Hawkins. Welcome to Real Gospel.
What's up, family? How are ya?
I'm excellent. First and foremost, let me tell you that I first learned about you and your ministry from the song Happy.
Yeah.
And when I first heard it, I felt like shouting, praising, dancing, just all of that all wrapped up into one. So no doubt that was the intention of the song, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So who penned it? Well, before we get into the song, I'll always say, just in case someone found Christ on yesterday, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, how you first came into the knowledge of Christ, things of that nature, because I'm a church baby, but I left the church as a grown man and came back in.
Yeah.
So when I came back in, I had to rediscover gospel music because I've been listening to secular music all that time. So for people like that, who's
the
Robert 80s, Hawkins?
The 80s, baby.
Right.
I'm an
80s,
baby.
All right.
I'm an 80s, baby.
Okay.
80s. I'm originally from Chicago, West Side.
West Side,
K-Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pretty much was raised pretty much in the Michigan area.
Mm-hmm.
Kalamazoo,
mm-hmm.
You heard of Calabama.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Was raised up, within a musical family.
Mm-hmm.
Been around music, church all my life.
Gotcha.
You know, the little church boy,
mm-hmm.
directing the choir, singing, and all that good stuff. And, I've strayed away from Christ
yeah.
many times,
yes.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
thank God through his grace and his mercy, he accepted me back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one particular experience that I always like to share, no matter who it is you know, I experienced drug addiction
mm-hmm.
for years. That was, you know, you go through something and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. this is the worst thing ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that one right there that really destroyed my life.
Gotcha.
And I didn't think that Christ was going to allow me to come back. I didn't see no hope. No, nothing. So, but I just praise God, man. Just 2.5 years later, God rescued me, delivered me, freed me, you know, from drug addiction. So, with that being said, man, I'm just thankful for every opportunity to testify, to give back, you know, to the world, you know, to understand that God is a healer, like he's a deliverer. Even when I didn't think I was going to make it, I had given up on God, but thanks be to God, he's never given up on me.
Amen.
And so I'm here today, like, happy. I'm really happy,
happy
today.
Happy.
Yeah.
So what, if you don't mind me asking, what were your drugs of choice?
Crack cocaine.
Crack, okay.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm from
sir.
New York, so I can relate to the crack cocaine
yeah.
epidemic. Okay.
I love it because I'm free today, so I can
gotcha.
Call it on out.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Name.
So what advice can you give to individuals listening right now who are struggling with that addiction, either in church, those who are in church struggling with addiction, and those who are outside of the church walls that know nothing about the Lord? Can you speak to those two dynamic individuals?
Yeah, really my encouragement is always just continue to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we don't think God is listening to us,
mm-hmm.
I remember many nights, many days yes. where I didn't even think he was listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just crying out, Lord, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like really believing that. I don't, my job is not to tell nobody when they deliver,
yeah.
but I know he can. So
yeah.
just keep praying and God hears us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how'd you overcome? How did you really turn that corner? As
you know,
we say?
You know, my story is, you know, I believe that I just surrendered to God
mm-hmm.
and it's not an easy, just like, oh, I'll just give it up today, because there's
yeah.
many times where I thought it was my last time and
yeah.
I meant that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just kept praying. I just kept pushing. I did decide to go away to a drug rehab facility.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You know, that didn't change me. That didn't save me, but it created an opportunity for me to really try something
yeah.
different
yeah.
instead of insanity, doing the same things over
yeah.
and over,
yeah.
expecting different results. You know, I grew up in a church, so it's
yeah.
like I went to 50 million altar calls.
Yeah.
They laid hands on me.
Uh-huh.
I still got oil running
uh-huh.
down on me. So much oil was on me. They said, this your last time. And you know, I believed it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got money,
yeah.
I was back at it,
back
you know.
It, yeah.
But when I least expected it, for real, because God really wanted the glory for
yeah.
this story.
Gotcha.
Come on.
Gotcha.
And when I least expected it, man, I just look back. It's been 2.5 years,
yeah.
you know, and God freed me. So
yeah.
really, God did it suddenly. It wasn't
yeah.
a situation. I mean, I've
yeah.
overdosed.
Yeah.
I've experienced,
wow.
you know, shootings in the house. I
wow.
could have been shot,
yeah.
killed, but God, and I still went back, you
yeah.
know. So it was like when God was ready, when he did it, I was seriously, no man
yeah.
can get the glory.
Amen.
You know, I can definitely give credit to, I always like to shout out the church where I minister,
yeah, sure.
City of Pentecost, Bishop Melvin Jordan, because they still show
mm-hmm.
love. You know, they wasn't supportive of the sin, but they
gotcha.
Love who God made.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So the love that was shown toward me,
mm-hmm.
it helped me to have some type
mm-hmm.
of hope. you know, the little hope that was there, you know, friends and family that were still stuck by my side through this time, you know, because it was a different Robert. It was not the Robert you see today. It wasn't the happy Robert.
Yeah.
It was the bound Robert, the one that you couldn't trust, you know. And so just going through that, being around people that still loved you in spite of, you know, after you done stole from and everything, you know, they still support you.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, so that really helped me. You know, that's the story.
That's a powerful testimony. And I guess some of the moral of that is, if you're in Christ, or church rather, Christ Church, interchangeable for this particular instance of what we're talking about, it's okay to go to rehab and get help.
It is.
You don't have to sit and suffer.
You don't.
And feel like you have a lack of faith, and so therefore you're just suffering.
And you know, that is so intricate to me because, excuse me, God created professional help too. It is okay to have a therapist and all that.
Yeah.
Is my faith in that therapist? No, it's in God, but God sends different methods to help us. If this is not working for me, this is where I was at. Can't nobody speak for me. If this is not working for me, let me try something different. I'm going to keep trying until it happens. And you know, and I still go to AA NA meetings. It's humbling. It keeps, it reminds me that I continuously need God. I need help. And that's the thing they even teach you in recovery is when you get to the point where it's like, oh, I've gone a couple years without, you know, using it, that's you setting yourself up for a relapse because it start, you start to think like, I got it. No, I want everybody to know God is, it's only through his grace, God, I'm clean and sober today.
Amen.
I'm just one hit away from going back out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. So that keeps me humble and it keeps me connected to people that understand addiction. Because, you know, again, I experienced that too, where family and friends, they didn't understand it. They tried their best and encouraged me. And, you know, you shouldn't do this. Why would you? You they didn't understand. But it helps when you around people that actually understand what you're going through too. I'm no different from you. Doctors, lawyers, church, it does. It didn't matter. It's not, drugs are not prejudice. No addiction is.
Amen. We all suffer from something. That's why we need the blood of the Lamb. So your music, I'm loving the song Happy, like I said before. Let's switch gears. Powerful testimony. You don't know how many people you have touched by your powerful words. We all sit in service most of the time with a smile on our face, but we never know what's going on underneath the surface. So that's a testimony for each and every one of us. How did you get your record deal? How did Happy come about?
Man, the record deal, first of all, I'm an independent artist.
Yes.
I'm an independent label. Robert
independent
Harkins,
artist.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. You're
but
your own man. Yeah.
When I say this was divine, I did a live recording in 2004 at a younger age. Successful recording. Happy actually was recorded live in 2004, but God had to humble me, went through a lot of stuff. And seriously, long story short, my producer, Reginald Strong Jr., that produced Happy, the writer, Stephen Johnson, Dana Davis, and Charles Wilford, okay? So after I'm going through recovery, this and that, I'm working in the backgrounds. I'm managing the artists, traveling, doing backgrounds. That's what I love to do. And all of a sudden, God used Reggie and said, he had an assignment for me to re-record Happy.
Wow.
Yeah, that it's my season to step back out. And I was like, no, it's not. You know, I said, I got to pray. And I was, it was about 2 days, and I heard God say, go, I got you. Because I started thinking about failing and what I went through before. And it was just like, no, I lean and depend on me, and I got you. And so a year later, my goal was to release it April 3rd, 2016, which was a year for me of being free from drugs. So Bondage, Happy. And ever since then, it has been a miracle. Every single day, it's been a miracle.
Amen.
So that's how that came about.
Amen. If you're just joining us on Real Gospel, I'm joined in the studios by the one and only Robert Harkins. And you know, he just gave a powerful testimony. He also talked to us about the inspiration behind the song Happy. So what can we expect from the rest of the project?
Reserved, entitled Reserved, produced by Thomas, Floyd Thomas. Man, it's praise and worship music. It's ballads on there.
Praise and worship.
Yeah, you know, have to get a call and response. All the glory.
Are you a praise and worship leader?
I am.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, you know, let me say this to you. I love to give praise and worship leaders an opportunity to address a particular issue that we have in our churches.
Oh, Lord.
And this is the opportunity for you to do it. Those individuals who show up for service fashionably late, not because they had something going on that morning and they had to be late because of what's going on, but they're fashionably late and they miss out on praise and worship and they miss out on the experience. What say you to them?
And I encourage you to get there early. First of all, praise and worship is create. Mm-hmm. It's our job is to usher in, yeah, in the presence of God.
Yeah.
And to understand that we have to connect, first of all, with God and then connect, uh-huh, with the congregation. And to be honest, praise and worship helps the pastor preach,
yes,
that message.
Does.
You know,
yes,
so it's kind of like, it's kind of like a whole package. If, uh-huh, you don't have this part of the package, uh-huh, you're missing out. You know, ain't nothing like being in the presence of,
yeah,
God.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing like being,
yeah,
in the presence of God.
Yeah.
You may, what you came for,
yeah,
you may have couldn't have got it during praise and worship.
I've seen it happen.
I just preached, yeah, right there.
There it is.
You better say amen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't think of the scripture, but where is it in the Bible? Pastor Bishop Manor uses it often in our church because where the minister could that minister for the cloud.
Yeah.
I can't think of it offhand, but tweet me or Facebook me and give me that answer, y'all. But the minister could that minister for the cloud. The anointing was so thick. That's what happens during praise and worship sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing can be so thick that things happen.
Miracles
happen.
The change
healing.
Of flow,
yeah,
healing. Sometimes I've been, yeah, in the worship experience where, yeah, the pastor can preach.
Yeah, there
and
it
I
is.
Said sometime, not every,
yeah,
week now.
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
need, we need that word now. Come on, somebody say a word.
Somebody ask y'all what the message was today. Tell them that we just worship the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Listen, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for stopping by. And once again, tell the listeners where they can find out more about you, your music, and your ministry.
Yep, and let me thank you,
sure,
so much.
No problem.
I'm happy,
yes,
to be in Nashville. They don't even,
yeah,
know I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, y'all,
yeah,
up in this cold.
Yeah.
I thought I was expecting something different.
Oh, it's not that cold, yeah.
But no, if, yeah, they can please follow me, stay connected with your, yeah, boy at www.imrhawkins.com.
Uh-huh.
Facebook, music, Robert Hawkins Music. Instagram and Twitter, I am R. Hawkins. Stay connected with your cousin.
Amen. And give a quick shout out to your church.
Shout out to City of Pentecost, Bishop T.A. Melvin Jordan in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, service times?
11 a.m. If you're ever in the Grand Rapids,
okay,
area,
uh-huh,
you might want to come. And we're going to bump for about 3 hours.
Website?
The website. Actually, go to Facebook, City of Pentecost,
uh-huh,
GDT City of Pentecost Facebook.
Amen. There it is. You heard it from the one and only brother, Robert Hawkins. Oh, I wanted to ask you, are you related to any of the Hawkins? The
come on,
legendary?
This is the magic question.
Yes.
I love this question. So,
yes,
I don't lie.
Okay.
So somewhere down the line,
uh-huh,
we all came from the same place. Praise the Lord. Somewhere down
it
there.
Is. Thank you for stopping by, Real
Thank
Gospel.
You for having me.
Well, it's time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, and that's on the way. What I want you to do right now is let me know what Real Flashback song you would like to hear. Reach out to me right now on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, or my Twitter, Real Gospel X-Man. Now, for those of you who are new to this program, let me explain to you what traditional gospel is supposed to do. Old school Shirley Caesar, old school James Cleveland, old school the Blind Boys of Alabama, old school just those kinds of things. Here's another example. Growing up, I was on Sunday mornings, I could hear gospel music being played throughout the house. It was just how Sunday mornings were when I grew up. My mother would be cooking breakfast, and you know, that's just the spirit of what permeated throughout our home. And so I got an opportunity to hear many of these gospel greats because it just was Sunday morning. So if you have an understanding of what I'm talking about, or maybe you just love traditional gospel music because it was the music you grew up on, or you have heard it on this program and you like it, this is your opportunity to share with me whom it is in the name of the song so that we can try to get it on the air for you. All right? Real Gospel with the X-Men on Facebook, Real Gospel X-Men Twitter, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men.